K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. What up? It is Friday, July 18th, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of this podcast. Football, cross-country, basketball, volleyball, soccer, rowing, tennis, golf, track and field. I think we got it all. All things K-State sports as we fastly approach the fall schedule, or as I say, the fall season of 2025. For the very first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. We're going to talk here on this overcast Friday edition here in Kansas City, Missouri. Eddie Greer III, host of this podcast. And programming note, on the Podbean side of things, Podbean app, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Make sure you do go back and listen to the latest episode that dropped there on that. Me and Alex will record tomorrow afternoon, little Saturday edition. So that's going to be probably more hour-ish. There we'll have more time to talk and really dive on into this K-State roster here as we approach Farmageddon Double Nylon Edition 2025. K-State, Iowa State, week zero to begin the college football season in a matter of like 5 weeks or so. Crazy, man, crazy. So definitely go over there, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. That is Greer 3 Ace Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E, Apostles Podcast. And of course, Purple Project Podcast and Prime Time continues in... when we do make it to August, Lord willing, when we do make it to August, we'll go back to posting these around between morning and lunchtime, and then usually I would probably say 60 to 70% of the time we post episodes twice a day. So when things really get going here, hey, this is a podcast all things K-State sports. I know there's, I probably say one other podcast that kind of goes that way as well, but not as far as this podcast. So definitely thank you so much for, if you've been with us since the very, very beginning of the Exceptionist podcast on this platform, or you've been in and out, or you joined us in the beginning of 2025, appreciate your support. We have seen our numbers this summer continue to rise there as well. I say that every year, but particularly the support has been showing. So definitely thank you so much for that. Every day, including the weekends, holidays, doesn't matter. K-State, there is something going on. Yes, I know there's, they call it the dead period, but things are gonna get picked back up here very shortly by the end of this month, because you're gonna have women's soccer gonna get going as well. The new era of women's, K-State women's soccer, in the anticipation of that, women's soccer. I need to finish that sentence. So, all of that in between. So, you want to make sure you hop on, you subscribe to this podcast right now, because we're going to have plenty of coverage to go around. Football, soccer. Yeah, we got you covered here on this particular podcast. And a name that has got our attention here, and I don't think I did an episode on him, because this is an everyday podcast, and then I have too many to go back and look forward to, look back towards. Jameer, hold on, I'm going to get his name wrong. Jerron Tibbs. I'm pretty sure I haven't, but I think I did, but maybe I didn't. But hey, we're going to go back and look at him anyways. Kind of talk about him a little bit, because this is a name either him or Ryan Davis. And, of course, Ryan Davis is part of the Avery Johnson famous class, 2023 class, that I already talked about last week on this podcast. Go check it out. Again, you're new to this podcast, feel free to download past episodes of this podcast. Jerron Tibbs. This guy, this is the name that everybody is raving right now, right? And we're going to talk more receivers next week on this podcast, between the two podcasts, right? And highly known, everybody's high 70s were receivers. Look, it's the truth, man. I hate to put it out there, but I'm not gonna go sit here and say, oh man, look at this guy, we're gonna have an awesome 1,000 yard receiver. We haven't had that since Tyler Lockett and Kerry Sexton. Who would have thought Kerry Sexton turned out to be a 1,000-yard receiver? Not way back when, right? But yeah, Jarron Tate, is this the next guy to do it? We'll have to see about that. But wide receiver, we've been getting a lot of praise, a lot of hype. And of course, you know, hey, for what it is, I trust. Oh, no. I trust Chase. There we go. I trust Chase Brown. Chase Brown. And so I see Jarron Tibbs on this football field for K-State. My eggs in the basket belong to my thousand eggs, Easter eggs. I know we're past Easter. Easter eggs go back to Jarron Tibbs. Not Jarron Tibbs. Chase Brown. Chase Brown, right? Chase Big Play Brown, right? I trust him. Look, until I see you make a couple of the big plays against Iowa State, you're still an unknown, because we have hyped up these receivers every year. How many times have we come on this podcast between myself, Alex Aiden, and talk about these hyped up receivers, and all of a sudden they get on the football field, don't perform on the football field when the lights shine bright most, right? They're no show. But it seems like every episode or a player or Big 12 Media Days, there are three players that pop out. This guy's one of them. This guy has been one of them, right? And I don't think I've did an episode on Jarron Tibbs. I'm pretty sure I have not. But I've done so many bios that, like, I didn't do one on one of the defense players, one of the defense transfers, but we'll get to that. But Tibbs, this is the guy that everybody's talking about, right? From Indy, Indianapolis, or like you already. But again, I ain't seen nothing yet. Indianapolis, Indiana. He transferred over from Purdue, 6'2", 210, junior. And I'm just going to, we'll look at these stats here from last year when he was at Purdue. This is Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Jarron Tibbs edition of this podcast. Yes, he's been, this is the name that everybody's talking about. One of three K-State players this year that everybody's looking at. This guy's one of them. Ryan Davis, the other one. See Ryan Davis ain't a bleed. Ryan Davis ain't a bleed because I see him play. And he's part of that deep defensive line depth that we're going to talk about on the Pro Project Podcast tomorrow on that recording. Because we're going to talk trenches tomorrow afternoon. Unless something big pops out there as well. But, yeah, man, Tibbs, back to him. He played in all 12 games last year. He's been at Purdue for a couple of years, looks like, yeah. For the start of his collegiate career. Now it's at K-State trying to make it be. Can he be the difference maker for this K-State offense? We already got one big play. Well, I shouldn't say that. We got a couple big play. Oh my goodness, this is not how I wanted to phrase it. Playmakers, Edwards and Brown. Can he be the big part of the big three? We'll have to see about that. But 10 starts, 305 yards receiving on 25 catches, 2 touchdowns. So. oh boy. Ooh, so this is why I am, because you know everybody, you know, and look, kudos to the other K-State media that cover the team closer than we do, because and then this reading that's like what? But again, this is again Matt Wells, new coordinator, offensive coordinator for K-State, right? He should have been a coordinator last year, in my opinion. But we'll see what happens, because all the talk on the offense is not Edwards. We know what Dylan Edwards can do. Oh hell yeah, we know what Chase Brown can do. Hell yeah. I don't know what Jarron Tibbs gonna do yet. I don't know yet. We'll see about that. Just reading that right there, only 305 yard receiving last year. And then going back to his first freshman year, he played, only saw the field like only 2 games. So, I'm not trying. Look. I'm not trying to be a hater. I'm not saying that. I'm just reading out what it is. And so, even DY, Derek Young, said on the episode of Three Mall, that we're drinking the Kool-Aid too much now. We gotta see what these players can, some of these players can do. And like I said, I trust Ryan Davis, Jace Brown. I trust him. I can't draw on tips yet. I gotta see it for myself. If you can make some plays, be a difference maker. There we go. If you can be a difference maker against Iowa State, hey, I'll start to trust you a little bit. And yeah, that's probably just the first game. But again, these players gotta make an instant impact first before I can trust these guys, right? It's kind of the drive on 96.5 The Fan, Karen Harrison, the circuit of trust, right? You ain't in that yet. I did not expect to throw that in there. Did not plan that here on this Friday edition of this podcast. I'm just being honest with y'all here. You expect to drink that Kool-Aid? I'm not drinking that yet. You gotta show me some. And every year, we hype on these receivers. We bring Joshua Youngblood because the very first year of this podcast, oh, damn, we were excited about this guy. And he didn't do, after what, the first year or whatever, he didn't do jack shit. Right? Another name, Keegan Johnson. Everybody hyped him up to be a big playmaker. Injury prone. And it was healthy. Didn't do much. Maybe because of the quarterback? I don't know. But again, didn't do shit. Right? So, hey, you want to be... I'm not going to sit here and be... there's another phrase I want to say, but I can't think of it right now. A pity patty. I'm not going to be that nice and do all that. No. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. And not receive after I see receiving a unexpected text. Not K-State related. So, you know, I'm not in the mood, not in a particularly good mood about that. But I'm not going to see and get drink the hype. Not going to do it. Not going to do it until I see it. So it's just one of those things that we sat here too much on here and hyped it up. And all of a sudden we get out there this game in these games. And oh shit, you know what I'm saying? And then oh shit, this guy, or this particular player, he shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry I'm being brutal. Also, this Friday, I know it's the weekend. Everybody's going to do their thing. But, you know, I got to say, you know, and be, it's my turn to be brutally honest. You know, I happen to hear that from a couple of sources this week on different topics. Now, it's my turn to be brutally honest here on this particular podcast where you're hyping the receivers. And they ain't doing shit. And Alex talked about it in the latest episode as well. I'm not drinking this Kool-Aid. I'm not going to do it. And this already. Just reading that. What? So, the players, they have perspective. Because they see it every day. I do not. So, they have an argument. Well, they have a legit truth. Because they see it. I don't. I want to see it on a football field come August 23rd when we play Iowa State. National televised game, kicking off the season. I want to see you be a difference maker, not one of these pretenders that it was hyped up and then you ain't doing anything. That's what I'm getting at. Because we sat here too many times drinking this wide receiver Kool-Aid ever since Tyler Lockett, Curry Sexton, and maybe a little bit did their thing 1,000 yards under Jake Waters. Malik Knowles hyped up too in my era. Okay, at K State football, when I was a student at K State, he didn't do shit until the last year, right? So you gonna say, hey, you gotta show me something, and so it's just fact that hey, we can talk about it, we can get all excited, but at the end of the day, when the bright lights are shining here in a few weeks since Iowa State. I want to see you make plays. I want to see you make plays against North Dakota State. I want to see you make plays against Army. I want to see you make plays on the road against Arizona. It just goes on and on, right? So it's just, hey, again, it seems to be hard. I don't want to be hard on Tibbs. But again, it's past receiver hype, and we'll find out for sure. But again, this is a Project Podcast, all things KC Sports. Did not expect to get on that rant, but again, it just every year we go through this pattern. We're stuck in this damn pattern every year. Okay, this receiver, he's a shit. You ain't the shit. You ain't done shit. Yeah, so it's just that. But the most probably, again, Jarrawn Tibbs, one of the top three most talked about player coming on the Big 12 media days. We'll find out. He the truth. Come 3 weeks against Iowa State in the Farmageddon Showdown out there. I want to see you make plays. I want to see Avery Johnson. I want to see you get the ball to him, put him in the hands. And I Matt Wells' resume, the new OC for K-State, I know his resume speaks for itself. So we'll see if that combination between Wells and Johnson continues there. High school, right? Tibbs, real quick before we wrap this up, played at Cathedral High School under Coach Bill Pebbles, and he was 95th best wide receiver in the class by 2023-247, while organization rated him 12th best overall prospect in the state of Indiana. This is why. I say, look, we'll just wait and see until he's on the field. Just reading that again, this 95th best wide receiver. Yeah, it's right there. Go look at it. Hey, it's not me. Go look back and look at it right there as well. He was named on the 2022 Indiana Football Coaches Association All-State Top 50 team and the 2023 City Male Athlete of the Year. He was a member of two state championship teams, so he's won a couple of state titles. See, I wasn't a part of no state championship. Should have been, but again, you don't meet expectations. Not going to go down that road. Now, Eddie, don't do it. I'm going to roll this Friday. Woo! That's probably good. So I'm going to stop it right there. So Jarrawn Tibbs, again, skyrocketed there. So look, I trust Chase Brown. Again, we'll talk plenty of receivers, running back receivers, next week on the podcast. We've been talking a lot of quarterbacks on here on this particular podcast. So we're going to find out. All I'm going to say is, damn, it's going long. But we're going to find out for sure. But I'm excited to see it. We'll see if you got to walk the walk, you got to talk the talk. We're going to find out August 23rd, right around the corner. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where our podcast is found. Free and available daily. Just record K-State content. Stay tuned for more content this weekend, of course. And then, of course, I'm going to throw this in here tomorrow afternoon. K-State alumni, TBT team, basketball, Jordan Enriquez, look to advance. They begin the tournament tomorrow. Of course, that $1 million tournament, K-State alumni. And again, I did an episode about this a couple weeks ago. So again, you're new to this podcast, go check it out. They play tomorrow, so we'll know, well, by tomorrow night, if the K-State basketball alum Purple Rain advanced or not. It's a single elimination, so we'll see what happens there on that. So they're here in Kansas City. I'm not sure I'll be able to make it, because we're going to be recording, actually, when that is going on. So I will not be in attendance tomorrow afternoon. So me and Alex will get together to record tomorrow. Football episode with Shakudi focusing on the offense and defensive lines for K-State. Greer 380's podcast over there. Make sure you go ahead and hit the subscribe button. If you're fired up, definitely go ahead that subscribe button. Like it, do learn about upcoming post content. Y'all be first to know about it. And please tell a K-State fan about this podcast, including a new student about the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been Fired Up Football episode of Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.